Welcome back, everybody, to the Michigan Trails Report. I'm your host, Tom Funk, author of 50 Hikes on Michigan, Wisconsin, North Country Trail, and that's what we're going to be doing today. Hike number 39, Craig Lake and Michigamme Highlands. Now, this stretch has seen a lot of trail creation in the past few years. It was underway, actually, when the book was written. But I left in the old way of connecting from west of US 41 to Craig Lake State Park. Well, today, we're going to start in on this segment, which is more of a 50-mile continuous hike to remote areas with few, if any, paved roads and few regularly traveled gravel roads. So there's some roadwalks, but I highly doubt you're going to see a car. Although this can be broken down into shorter day hikes, one needs to have a good map, high clearance vehicle, a sense of adventure, and some good planning skills, because this is a remote area. So we're going to start at US 41, and I'm going to follow along as we kind of took some notes on how to piece together this hike between US 41 and Craig Lake State Park. You're going to start at the 184-mile marker, and you're going to follow, we used to follow old US 41, then up to Nestoria Road, but now you start at the 188.5-mile mark, and you're going to hike to the 193-mile mark, and then you're going to be on a few road pieces. At 193.5, you're going to be in Torvine Road. You'll hike that for about a mile and a half. Then you're going to be on Seal-Tex Road for about a mile. And then at the 196-mile mark, Little Spruce Lake Road. And you're going to hike that for about three-quarters of a mile. Then you're going to come to a gate. And that is at about the 197-mile marker. And it's 2.13 miles to Little Sturgeon Falls at this point. That'll be at about mile marker 199. Then about a half mile past that is a spur trail to the Manger Lynch Shelter. So we have a three-sided shelter set up now on this stretch. And we're going to see that it's going to be kind of a windy trail from this point. You're going to be up on the highlands. Basically, if you look at a topo map, you're going to be between two watersheds, so it's kind of high and dry. For about 5 miles, so make sure to load up on water when you're at the Sturgeon Gorge, okay, or the Sturgeon River. And then you're going to enter the Craig Lake State Park after about another 5.5 miles or so. There's going to be a campsite. It's called Campsite 12, and it's on Teddy Lake. And that's at the 205.5-mile mark. And then at the mile marker 207, that is where you're going to join where the book is, and they're going to be at Craig Lake State Park. So Craig Lake State Park is land originally owned by Fred Miller of the Miller Brewing Company, and he acquired this in the early 1950s. And the land was hunted by the Miller family and until his unfortunate demise in 1954. So this land was eventually turned into a state park within 10 years. So this has been in the DNR ownership for about 6 years. There are two places in the Upper Peninsula where you have a good chance to see moose, and this is one of them. The trail in the park actually circumnavigates the entire lake, although you won't be able to see much of the lake. The Northcutt Trail skirts the south and east sides of the lake, and on the south are a primitive launch, 17 campsites, and a day use area. So that's one place that you can park. As you continue to the east side of the lake, you'll enter the woods and be out of sight of the lake. And if you really want to see a moose, hike up the west side of the lake, overnight camp, and get up an hour before sunrise and position yourself with a view of the lake. However, you're more likely to see a sign, if you know what I mean, of moose than the actual moose. So you'll see its droppings and possibly a monstrous footprint. So this is a state park. They do take reservations for the campsites. You can't disperse camp in there, but there are a ton of campsites. So get online to the Michigan DNR reservation page and make your reservations if you're going to be camping in the state park. So after you leave Craig State Park, the trail continues to roll through the forest, and you'll see rock outcroppings of various sizes. Some, these accumulations are larger than a small house. So Craig Lake State Park continues to the Baraga and Marquette County line and then enters the state forest, and it continues to be heavily wooded with several small streams, crossings, and a couple road crossings with parking until it comes to the western boundary of the McCormick Wilderness. So the westernmost point where you could park a vehicle is at US 41, and then you could also park at the eastern end of the segment, which is the McCormick Wilderness. So the western access point is accessed by turning north right onto County Road 607, the Pishiki Grade Road from US 41 M28, about a mile and two-tenths past Van Riper State Park. Although it is blacktop, it is rough going, and you'll drive about 9.1 miles until you reach the entrance drive and parking area on the right side of County Road 607 to access the eastern end. As far as facilities and services, forget about it. You must camp at designated campsites at Craig Lake State Park, all of which require advanced reservations. You can get those online. Off-trail camping is allowed in the state forest and on national forest lands. So they ask you to register as a hiker when you do get to the McCormick Wilderness. So you've reached Craig Lake from US 41, and you're going to be sharing the trail with the state park and the North Country Trail, and they're going to be circumnavigating the lake clockwise. The North Country Trail splits off to the left and will be a dead-end trail to the park's border until the two local trail chapters can work out agreements, which they have, with the private landowners. So for now, you're going to hike to the right, around Craig Lake using the shared trail. Several rustic and bivouac camping opportunities around the lake, first being the Sandy Beach camping area, which has three tent pads, and the next camping opportunity is going to be in 1.3 miles. At the 5.4 mile mark, you'll find a small parking lot and a campground overlooking Craig Lake. Hike an old road to the west and then into the woods in a northerly direction. There are several portage and spur trails in this area, taking you to the campsites between lakes. So, and the topography is rolling, so if you have a good map, you shouldn't have any problem. So you're going to reach a bridge over an outlet to the lake in about 3.6 miles. And at the 6-mile mark, you'll find another spur trail on your left to another bivouac camp. And you're going to hike another 1.3 miles on the old road and encounter yet another spur trail headed left or to the west to another bivouac site. Yet another spur trail encountered in 0.3 miles. So as you can see, lots of spur trails to these campsites. Now at the 8-point mile mark, the North Country Trail will actually leave the Craig Lake Loop and head east. You're still in the state park, you're just not on the loop. You'll see a trail intersection where the state park trail comes across a newly constructed and impressive bridge over Craig Lake Outlet, which is a reliable water source. Take a moment to walk onto this bridge, as this will be your last view of Craig Lake, albeit through a narrow bay lined with majestic pine and hemlock. The North Country Trail heads east and stays in the state park for several more miles. The trail follows an old access road until Craig Lake Bridge, just 0.6 mile east of the turn to the Craig Lake parking lot. And from that point on, it goes on trail and uses some old unused roads. At the 10.3 mile mark is another spur trail to a bivouac site. About 0.4 mile to the west, you'll negotiate over the downstream segment of the Crooked Lake Outlet, which eventually empties into the west branch of the Pishiki River. The trail continues to wind through heavy forest between Craig Lake State Park and Pishiki Grade Road, and you're going to cross several small streams as you hike through what is going to be a very wild area. It's lots of water in this stretch. When you cross the west branch of the Pishiki River at the 12.5 mile mark, imagine a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter dropping a bridge from overhead, because that's how that bridge was placed, and it was a spectacular sight indeed. You'll cross Crooked Lake Road and hike in an easterly direction, and this area is a matrix of lowland swamps and hills. The trail keeps your feet dry by utilizing the higher, drier ground, and at the 12.9-mile mark, endure your second crossing of the west branch of the Pishiki River over and through a rocky and beautiful area. The trail, well, it continues, and it's heavily wooded, so you'll enjoy the sights and sounds. Little Bear Lake and another access on Crooked Lake Road is at 15.4 miles, which also crosses Ephraim Creek at this point. The trail takes a northerly turn, following the contour of two large hills to your west and heading up and over a saddle. So continue clockwise around the bottom of another hill, bending east, head north, cross County Road 607, which is also known as Huron Bay Road locally and also Pishiki Grade Road. And follow the trail to the McCormick Wilderness parking lot, and this would make a 16.2-mile hike. All right, so when I hiked across Michigan's Upper Peninsula back in the day, the trail did not exist between Craig Lake State Park and McCormick Wilderness. And I actually went back up to hike it. I was going to kind of do a loop and hike the highway back. And I got to the bridge and it was out. It was like just after it got washed out and had to be replaced. And there was no way I was going to cross this. It's swampy. It looked, I'm like, I'm going to have to go for a swim. No thanks. And so I turn around and just made a loop hike out of the state park. So it's nice to see that the trail chapters have done a great job in this area. And, should give them a big hand. So there you go. All right. So there you go. That's hike number, hike number 39. And now the next one, we're going to be hiking through McCormick Wilderness and the Huron Mountains. So another wild segment. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining me. Tom Funk, Michigan Trails Report. See you again.